Now, on with the show.
This is Mouse World Radio. Bringing the world to your world. This is Walt Disney World Today Live. Call 407-278-5WDW to get on the show. That's 407-278-5939. And now, your host, Matt Hochberg.
And no, this is not Matt Hochberg. Hello, everybody. This is Mike Newell, Mouse World Radio. And this is the live version of the WDW Today Live show for March 2010. This episode is sponsored by AllEars.net, your one-stop shop for Walt Disney World, the Disney Cruise Line, and Disneyland. AllEars has menus of all the Walt Disney World restaurants, comprehensive photos of all the resorts, sections on traveling with special challenges, and more. Be sure to subscribe to AllEars, a weekly email newsletter, and all about Walt Disney World, and join over 119,500. It's got to be over 120,000 by now. Subscribers who receive a dose of pixie dust in their inbox each week. Visit AllEars.net today. And it is, again, Sunday, March 28, 2010, and this is the live show. I am Mike Newell from Mouse World Radio. On the show tonight is the lovely and talented Len Testa, co-author.
I knew you were going
to
do
that. The unofficial guide to Walt Disney World.
I just wanted to warn everyone. There's a tornado watch outside in my county right now. So
yes.
If the farmhands run in saying it's a twister, I may have to go.
Yeah, I'm hearing the same from Annette, who's also joining us tonight. Annette Owens, the fabulous Annette Owens, the manager of customer relations and group services of EVI and Mouse Fan Travel. Welcome, Annette. I hope you can stay.
Hey, you know, if Lynn leaves, then about 20 minutes later, I'm out the door.
Yeah.
20 minutes down the storm road.
If we start hearing then we know you're in trouble.
Exactly.
But in worst comes to worst, on the East Coast is my pal Mike Scopa, senior feature writer for AllEars.net. Mike, you're going to stay with me, right?
I will be here, Mike. There are no tornado watches tonight. There are no... Nothing is on tap except for a fairly cold night, and I want to commend you on your introduction. You've done a great job so far. You're
doing outstanding.
And let me finish with a podcast opening that nobody's going to get.
Bring it on.
Hold on. Wait. Hold on.
Wow.
Bring it on. I'm psyching myself up. Okay. Ready.
I'll give you a hint, and everybody in the chat room, I'll give them a hint too. This comes from the very first attraction that closed in Epcot since it was opened, okay? Here it comes. He's got a great big memory like an elephant.
Communicore. It's the computer song.
You.
Wow.
Watch it.
Wow.
You know, Len, he's thought
speechless.
All day. He
What's
thought
name,
all day
Len?
That he had
What's
it.
What's the name?
It's a computer.
You're close. You are close.
I want to say
a Studer computer, something like that.
A Studer computer review. That's right.
Yeah, wow. That's it. Yeah, yeah.
Outstanding.
Wow.
You know, he had it all day, going, "I got one. I got
Did
one."
You
know?
Oh my god.
That was. I don't know. I don't know where I heard that. It's got to be Mouse World Radio. But I have the entire track.
Did you get it when I said it was one of the first? I'm pretty sure it was the first.
No, I know for
alert.
Yeah, didn't that close like the first year in or the second year in? It closed really early.
I think it was like 83 or 84.
Yeah.
It had been closed, yeah.
Yeah.
Good going.
Very good, Len. And our phone lines are open. Just for the record, I have a cold tonight, so if I sound... As the night progresses, I may have a different voice, but we're going to try anyway to put this together. The phone numbers are open now, 407-278-5939. We have a first caller. Hello, caller. Hello.
Hi, this is Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Jen.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Jennifer.
Hi, guys.
How's it going?
Hey,
Ned. Hiya.
I'm doing good. I in fact wanted to actually call because we were at the live event there at the Odyssey. At the beginning of March.
Oh, cool.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, it was great. You know, it's actually kind of odd, though, I have to admit, to be able to see faces attached to voices.
Ooh, was that your first time?
That was a little
And you're
odd.
Still
so,
listening.
So,
yeah, that
sorry.
Was, that was our first
yeah.
time.
Oh, I'm
it's
sorry.
Definitely not what you were expecting.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It actually kind of adds a little something to listening to you and the guys, and I was like, okay, yeah, there's... Okay, I can see that facial expression now. Okay, that's kind of funny. But, You know, as we were lucky enough to actually stay at Scopa Towers while we were there. We didn't bother with that camping thing that the rest of you were brave enough for.
You don't know what you missed, Jen.
Smart girl.
Maybe
smart.
Yes, I thought so.
Yeah. Clearly.
But I was actually calling because we had ran into Scopa on Sunday at the Magic Kingdom as we were all walking out. My husband and I stopped and talked to my
You're going to tell us about Macusi's?
Yes, I wanted to tell you guys about the Narcoosies real quick, because I know you wanted us to let you know.
Yes.
And it was wonderful.
Was
it was. The food was superb. I had the filet mignon, and let me honestly, guys, I live in Nebraska. We can see cows, you know, not that far away. We have the manufacturing plants and all that out here. So for us to find a really great steak for us, you know, we're a little picky. The filet mignon was melt in your mouth. Unbelievable. It was delicious.
Wow.
Jen, how about the clientele?
Four families.
Okay.
There were four families. The oldest child in those four families, I would say, was probably six.
The oldest was six?
Yeah, out of those four families. That was a little disappointing for us. Because I think, like I mentioned, Scopa, we were down there for our anniversary.
Right.
It was our 15th anniversary.
Right.
To us, Narcoosies, two table credits, you know, and that extra benefit of the second table credit. You know, that was just one of those things. I was like, there should all be families. There were a good four families. I think the oldest was six. But we did kind of mention when we checked in that this was a very special occasion for us. If they could make sure that we were not real close to said families, we would greatly appreciate it. And they did. There weren't children near us. There were at least three, four, five tables away. And for the most part, the kids were fairly well behaved. You know, there wasn't any of that screaming temper tantrum that you can get in the middle of the Magic Kingdom at Tony's at a 7 o'clock in the afternoon. You know, there was none of that. It was fantastic. The waiter was superb. Chevy, he was amazing. It was a wonderful experience, and I know, Scopa, when we talked to you about it, you were really curious.
Yeah, so. The thing is, and when I hear of families there, Jennifer, I think of, boy, that's going to be an expensive meal for that family.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It had to have been. You know, that's my husband and I, as our meals, thankfully, it was table credit, so it wasn't really anything out of our pocket, but we tipped very well that night. But still, you know, he chose the lobster and filet. I had the filet. So we weren't talking cheap meals, but it was nothing else on that menu that was cheap. So to me, without having the princesses or Playhouse Disney characters there to supplement that second table credit, it seemed a little odd that there were families there for me.
It might be something where
I look at that as being a value.
It might be something where the parents were just really wanted to try it, and the kids were, you know, they didn't have an option with the kids. I mean, I can guess it.
You know,
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Were the kids were well behaved?
Yeah, the kids were pretty well behaved. The closest table of kids, a couple of the little ones started picking up their silverware and started to drum a little bit.
Yeah.
And my husband and I exchanged that quick glance. And wouldn't you know it, almost as soon as we had shared that glance, Grandma was reaching across the table and yanking the silverware away from the kids. Because it was, you know, it was something where the family understood. This is not a place to really be drumming around on your water glass and things. So it was actually very nicely done. We were one of the first tables set. We were there at 5:30. When we left closer to 7, there were no children left. So if you're going and you're really wanting to stay away from the kids, and that sounds rude because you're at Disney World and you don't necessarily need to stay away from kids, but if you're looking for that more adult sit-down, later in the night's probably better.
That would have been my suggestion.
We went with earlier because it was an EMH night at Magic Kingdom, and we wanted to be, you know, very nicely dressed. We both dressed up. And we went to Narcoosies, and then we went back to the room, changed into the actual jeans, heavy sweatshirt, winter gloves.
Winter gloves. It's been cold,
The raining attire that weekend. And we went back to the room, changed into something warmer, and then we came back and enjoyed EMH that way. So, you know, we were looking in terms of We love Magic Kingdom EMH. We love being there at 2 o'clock in the morning and being able to be, you know, one of 15 people in the park. That was our goal also. But it was wonderful, honestly. They made sure we sat at a table that was facing the castle. And so as night fell and the castle started changing colors, we were right there to look at it.
Nice.
It was very nice. It really was.
Wow.
Very good. I'm glad
thanks for getting back to me on that, Jennifer. I really appreciate it.
Oh, not a problem. Well, not a problem. I thought about emailing you, and every time I sat down to think about emailing you and letting you know, you know, one of our kids showed up and they were not too happy to be left home this time around. And they didn't get to come with us this trip. So they, you know, that week after we came back, it was very much a, okay, Mom, Dad, you're going to pay for this now. We're not letting you out of our sight.
Exactly.
That's exactly.
Yes. But again, you know, that's, I just wanted to let you know, Scopa, and that the Odyssey thing was very cool. I was thrilled to be a part of that.
Thanks so much for attending that, Jennifer. Thanks. We really appreciate that.
Thanks for going.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Well, thank you. Have a good night.
Thanks. Take care.
Bye-bye.
And the number again, 407-278-5939, if you want to be part of the show tonight. And we have another call. And hi, who are we speaking with?
Oh, hi, this is Greg LaBelle in Groveland, Massachusetts.
Hello, Greg. How are you tonight?
Greg.
Hi, guys.
How's it going?
Good. Love the show.
Thank you, sir.
I've been listening for a while. Just had a couple of questions. We're going to be heading down end of April. We'll be driving down.
Wow.
And, yes. And we're going to be going down and staying at Bay Lake Towers, first time there, so really excited about that. I did have a question about my daughter. She wants to go on Goofy's Barnstorm in the worst way. And I was just wondering if you'd heard anything about it, because with Toontown and all the work going on down there, is there any plan on when that's going to be down? I was just wondering if it would be...
Yeah, you'll be fine for the end of April.
Yeah, you're okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The earliest I've heard is this coming fall.
Yeah.
I've also heard first of the year.
Okay.
So, yeah, April's fine.
I'm thinking after Labor Day, there may be some issues there, but I think before Labor Day, you're okay.
Okay.
Yeah, anything after. Good.
Oh, sorry. So, after Labor Day, you think?
Yeah, so if any of our other listeners are planning trips and have the same question, anything up through Labor Day?
The train, too. I heard something about the train because I think they're going to work because they'll be closing that train stop in Toontown as well.
Yeah, they're redoing the station. So I would expect the train to be closing. I don't know if it'll close immediately.
Wow.
About the train, Scopa?
Well, I'll tell you why. I have about six friends who worked on the train, and they've all been trying for like the last decade to get a real train station in there, and they've been promised that. So this is the first time I had heard of that. This is cool.
Oh yeah, no doubt. Yeah, no doubt. It's a new train station there.
Oh,
great.
Yeah. I don't know if that's public knowledge or not, but that's what we were told.
It is now.
It is now.
Okay, so listen, everyone, just keep it quiet, okay?
Yeah. Good luck on that one.
Yeah, right. It's all between us. Yeah, new train station.
Excellent. I had another question, too. I don't know if you know this, but my wife had booked the Hollywood and Vine at the Playhouse Disney. I think it's the character dining, Play and Dine. That's the same day as Fantasmic. Does that count as the – because we've done the Fantasmic dinner package thing before, but does that count? Or is that like a separate thing so we wouldn't be able to do it? Because we're going down with a big group of people, and like my sister's going down separately, and she's booked the Fantasmic package, and we're all going to be at the studios that day. So she was going to do Fantasmic, and I'm like, oh, I wonder if that gets us in or if it's not going to work out. I don't know.
You have to actually request a Fantasmic dinner package for the night you want to see the show. So if you haven't specifically asked for it, then it doesn't count.
And at the dinner.
Right.
The dinner, right. The breakfast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It would be nice, though.
Yeah, really.
Wouldn't it be nice, a two-for-one? just one last quick question. Lynn, I think it was the show that you guys did, the auto train. You had mentioned at the beginning of the show you were going to divulge the secret there for that high score on the sum of all thrills.
Oh, I did. I did and I didn't do it at the end of the show. I actually did it. I know. It's short-term memory loss is a pain, but so it's this. When you I actually did it in a subsequent show, but in case you don't want to go back and listen to it, it's this. You have to pick the jet fighter, which is the most intense thing. And you pick in each, you get to pick four different sections of track. Pick the most intense sections for 1, 2, and 4. And for 3, pick the barrel roll for the jet.
Oh, okay.
And so there's two tricks to every time you get to every time you get to adjust the height or the width of the track, make it as big as you can and make the speed as fast as you can, except for the first section of track. Make the speed as fast as you can and don't worry about the height on that one, and that gets you 1284. So make it the most intense thing you can choose, except for the third section, which is the barrel roll, and then make them as big and as tall as you can, except for the first section, where you make it as short as you can and as fast as you can. That gives you enough speed going into the other elements.
Okay.
1,284 points is the maximum. I should have taken a picture of it, but I was afraid I was going to lose my iPhone when I tried to do it. It's a lot of fun. I got video of people when I was there a couple of weeks ago, and their legs are being tossed up by the machine. It's a lot of fun. Yeah, it's great. Yeah. Have you done it yet?
I haven't done it yet, so this is going to be exciting. So.
Fabulous.
All right, well, thank you very much, guys.
Thanks, Greg. Good luck with that drive.
Thank you.
And thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Hey, Greg. Have a good night. 407-278-5939, and we have another call. Hi, caller.
Hi. Wow, I got through.
You got right through. Who are we speaking to?
This is Patty up in New Hampshire.
Hey, Patty.
Hey,
how are you?
Hey, New Hampshire.
Hey. Yep.
Hey, Patty.
We are going in 17 days.
Wow.
Nice. I have a question. Yeah, nice. We're under a flood watch, too. You guys got tornadoes. We got floods.
Yeah.
My daughter and I have an AP, regular annual pass, that we got because we went in December, too.
Mm-hmm.
And this trip, we're already planning on doing extras like the water parks and all that. My son's huge on water parks. I was wondering if we wanted to upgrade it to the premium annual pass, do we have to pay the whole difference, or do they prorate it because we're 4 months in on the APs?
I think they prorate it, but I'm not sure about that.
My guess is they would prorate it as well.
Okay.
How many times are you gonna go to the water parks?
Well, my son is huge on the water parks. Last year we went 3 times when we were there for a week, and then the teenagers want to do Disney Quest. I could do without it, but they want to do it because they haven't done it. So we figured if they have it on their ticket, it's going to be worth it because we have 2 with APs and then 3 people without APs. That'll have 5-day passes with all the extras. So it kind of... But, yeah, I know. It's like if we went more than twice, it'd be worth it with the water park, you know, with the water parks. Otherwise, it'd be worth it just to pay for it.
Yeah, so that's the thing. They're teenagers, right? And you have 3 of them?
I have 2 teenagers and a 9-year-old. So,
okay.
Yeah, my 9-year-old, he's the one that's big on the water parks. He's huge on the water parks.
Are you going to visit more than one theme park per day? You're gonna park hop?
No, we're not gonna park hop.
Let me just run through the least expensive ticket calculator here real quick. So how many days are you gonna be in the parks?
We were figuring either 5 or 6. The only reason I was leaning towards 5 was the one place I looked at, Undercover Tourists, had 5 or 7. They didn't have 6-day regular tickets available there, and that was the cheapest place I saw when I was looking.
Yeah,
but we figured at least 3 days probably in the water parks and maybe 1 night over at Disney Quest, which would be 4 things, which would make it worth it to upgrade the annual passes.
Yeah, what usually the break even on those things is 1. The difference between the 5 and the 7 day at Undercover Tourist is about $16 and change.
Yeah.
And you'd save about $15 from as compared to buying from Disney. I guess the question that I have though is what's the incremental cost of annual passes? So you've got 2 annual passes already, right?
Right.
And so there's how many adults?
It's 2 adults and 3 kids.
2 adults and 3 kids. And everyone would get annual passes?
No, I have an annual pass for my daughter, and one of the teenagers has an annual pass. We'd have to get 2 more over 10 tickets and 1 under 10 ticket. But my thing is whether or not I should upgrade the annual passes or just pay for the water parks. But the other thing, too, was, you know, I have tickets over here with extras that, you know, didn't expire that have extras left on them. But I'm thinking it would still might be cheaper in the long run to hang on to those and just upgrade the annual passes.
Yeah, you might. So here's what I would say. Let's assume that you can prorate the cost of the annual pass, right? Let's suppose that you get 75% of what you paid, right? Because you're 3 months in, right?
Yeah.
Well, you'll be 3 or 4 months in. Let's say you get somewhere between. Good.
No, what I'm figuring is if I prorate, will they prorate upgrading from an annual pass to a premium annual pass?
Well, what they'll do is they'll give you...
The cost difference, it's like $120 difference or something like that. Will I have to pay the whole $120 or will they only make me pay $80 because I'm 3 months into the annual or 4 months into the annual pass already?
So, yeah, that's a good question. I'm thinking what they would do is this. They would give you... Let's say you've used 30% of the cost of your annual pass, right? You've already used 30% of your annual pass. They would give you 70% prorated credit to apply towards your premium annual pass.
So then it would be like getting a new annual pass now that started now.
Right, exactly, and it would start now, right. That's what happened to me the last time I did that with Hannah.
Right.
That might be cheaper. Because I'm looking at the...
Yeah, but I'm not planning on another trip until this time next year, so it wouldn't really be worth it. Yeah.
You should get a 15-month annual pass, though, so that might actually work out for you.
Yeah, that's true.
So if it's a 15-month annual pass, and by the way, my daughter's is a 15-month annual pass, so I don't think it's just for fluorescence, then that might work out for you. This might be something where you just go through the options at the ticket counter, but I think that might work out for you. Otherwise, it's $282.95 for a 5-day ticket or $291. So I think for a 7-day, by the way, I think it might be slightly better for you for an annual pass.
Yep. The other question I had, I was listening to some of the old podcasts, and there's one of you guys that went completely, got rid of all your credit cards and all that. And I was wondering how you handle doing car rentals with the debit card. Because every place I've called trying to find out about that, I've just gotten totally different answers and jerked around, and no one really. So we were thinking if we did the same thing and just getting one credit card to hang on to so we could rent cars.
This is Mr. Newell.
Yeah, the dollar rent a car at Orlando will accept a debit card as payment.
And they don't have a problem. You don't have to, because they were telling us, you have to bring, this with you and that with you. And
part of their policy is that you have to have a return ticket.
Okay.
To go home, they've never asked me for one, but I've always booked a round trip ticket anyway. But I've never been asked for one.
But that dollar never gave you any problems with renting a car from them in Orlando?
No, not at all. The only thing with the debit card is that you're not covered under the credit card. So if something happens to the car, even if it has a MasterCard logo, they're not going to be responsible for it. So I always take out the extra insurance. So it adds up a little bit. But if you didn't have a credit card, there was another option.
Okay.
But dollar. I've been using dollar for years. Never a problem.
Awesome. I think that the other rental agencies will do it, because I talked to Alamo about that, and they said all you need to do is go to the customer service counter, and if you want to have the car charged to your debit card, you can have that done. But you need to make sure that you have, if you want to be sure of it, Patty, you want to talk to the car rental agencies before you even secure the rental, just to play it safe.
And they will put a hold on that money. So if you have
I know they put a hold on the money. No, I went through this last year when my daughter goes to UCF down there now. So I was trying to rent a car when I was down there with her, and I was getting different answers every place I called. I ended up just taking her car.
Yeah.
So, but no, that's good. Oh, and I wanted to tell you, Scope, I was down there the same time you were in 2008 with the lovely storms that were down there. That was when my daughter was moving into her dorm at.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. Well, my family's worse than you. We were down there in 98 when the tornadoes came through. We were staying in a motel. Power went out at 12:30. We were down in South Florida in 2005 when Katrina came through. So, we're just as bad as you. It's like, I think they have a radar on some of us.
You went down. See, I went down one, two, three, four. I made five trips this winter down there, and it was the coldest winter on record, I think, in the last 20 years. So.
Yeah, my daughter left to go back to college, and the next day it was freezing down there, and they had the watches up and everything. So, yeah, it's like I said, it's our family, too. It's like one of these where, yeah, we're going in 17 days, so everyone clear out, you know.
I'm starting to think it's not Scopa so much. It's just people from New Hampshire that go down that bring the rain. And... Well, thanks so much for the call.
But thank you. Thanks for all your help. I really appreciate it.
Have a great trip.
Awesome. Good luck, Patty.
Thanks.
All right. Take care.
Let us know, Patty. Let us know how the ticket thing works out, please.
I will. I will definitely let you know.
Thanks.
Okay.
Cool.
Bye bye.
407-278-5939, and the calls keep on coming. Hi, caller. Who's this?
So this is Tim from New Hampshire. How are you doing?
Tim, another New Hampshire.
New Hampshire night.
Yeah, they have the pipeline right
across the river from Scopa.
Awesome.
Wow, where are you, Tim?
I'm in Nashua.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so I actually have a question for you guys. I don't think anybody's asked this yet. Have you guys seen the deal with where they have now an extra hour of dining at the Epcot restaurants?
I read about that yesterday or the day before. Just last couple of days I read about that.
Yeah, it seems kind of unclear exactly how that's going to work. But, just curious what your opinions are on how that might change things.
So it's an extra hour. I was in D.C. this weekend.
My understanding of the deal is that they're actually going to take ADRs at the Epcot restaurants for up to an hour past park closing.
I love this idea.
I think it's a great idea. What I wonder about, though, is that actually going to free up ADRs a whole lot, or is it just going to be more people going later and still be impossible to get some of the restaurants like the Cellier and those?
I think it's gonna be easier to get the dining reservation for an up to an hour past. So you could make let's suppose World Showcase closes at 9. I could make an ADR for 9:55.
That's my understanding of it. The information I've read so far on it has been, you know, like everything Disney, kind of sketchy at best. But that's my understanding of it.
I would love that idea. Yeah, I think it'll definitely free up. Free up some dining reservation spots, because if you think about all the people with families, they will probably leave after the fireworks.
Like 6 or 7 o'clock, right?
Yeah, and they'll probably
get a lot of adult stuff going later.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, that was my only question for right now. I don't want to tie up the phone line for too long, because I'm sure you got a million people trying to call in.
That's fabulous. I love this idea. I hope it's true.
It looks like it's true, but it doesn't look like there's a whole lot of good details on it yet. There was some question as to whether or not they would actually offer those times when you call up, or if you have to specifically ask for them.
Mm.
So some of the literature seemed to imply that. So,
cool.
Yeah, I read a really quick mention of it. It wasn't much detail, but I did see something about it. You're right.
Great.
Well, thanks for the call.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Have a good night.
Okay, thanks, Tim. Have a good night.
Thanks, Tim.
Bye-bye.
And the number to call in again, once again, is 407-278-5939. I have a question for people in chat, and it's real simple. Toronto Rail, yes or no? Love it or hate it? I'd like to know your opinion.
I've never seen the movie, Tron?
I've never saw it either. I don't think it was that successful. So
Toronto Rail.
Yeah, I know, but I understand the monorail theming. I've just never seen the movie, so I can't.
You saw the pictures of it, though, no?
There's a new movie coming, a Neutron movie coming.
Let me go look.
I mean, they've started doing stuff with the monorail. I guess I don't have a real problem with it, as long as they get rid of it as soon as the movie bombs, you know?
I agree with that. The other thing I like about it is they're not running the Toronto Rails on the Magic Kingdom loop. It's only on the Epcot loop. Like that, yeah. Anyway, we have a call. Hi, caller. Hello.
Oh, hello.
Yes.
Hi.
Who's this?
Is this WDWSA?
It is. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Karen calling from Pennsylvania.
Hey, Karen. How are you?
Hi, Karen.
Hi. How are you guys tonight?
Outstanding. Can I say
nice
outstanding?
And cozy.
Can I say that?
You can.
I have a question about the annual pass.
Sure.
If you order the annual pass online, you receive a voucher. And then you trade the voucher in when you go to the park. Once you purchase that voucher, are you eligible for the annual pass discounts for the resorts?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's all I needed.
Cool. Good luck. Good luck with that, Karen.
Thank you.
That's great, Karen.
Bye.
Thanks for
another
calling.
Another satisfied
There's one. But, you know, you got to start somewhere.
407-278-5939. I think our beloved leader is in the air by now.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is every time I fly, I text Matt a message, and the message is this: wherever I'm going.
This is true, by the way. It's
one of those things that Matt and I, it's our little inside joke. Every time I get on the plane, if the plane is going, for example, to Miami, I will text Matt and say, "I'm getting on the plane to Miami now. What could possibly go wrong?" And the reason why I do it is because one day, if something does go wrong, Matt will have the best ABC News story ever.
Yep.
He'll be on TV going, he texted me to say he's coming to Miami. He said, what could possibly go wrong? And look what went wrong. I think it'd just be classic for him. It guarantees that he'll get his 15 minutes on TV. I've taken care of everyone else. I've got life insurance for everyone. Everyone else in my family is covered.
And Matt's not on that.
Matt's not covered with the insurance. No, I couldn't do that. Because that'd be tough to explain to Dawn, my wife.
That's true.
Yeah, but you wouldn't be around to explain to her. So.
I know, that's true. That's true. But paying the premium would be difficult anyway. So for Matt, it's just this one thing. It's the thing I could do for him.
407-278-5939. And guys and gals, one of my favorite people in the world is on the phone right now with us, Kim from Maryland. Hi, Kim.
Kim. Hi, guys. How are you?
Team Newell, Kim.
Thanks for calling. First of all, can I say that I don't know what it is about this show, but there's just something really special about this one. It just has a different feel to it.
I think we're into scary details.
Yes, we all have I have my blood pressure taken before every show, and tonight it's just, I'm like Mr. Serene, you know?
Just like, it's like you're Mr. Ice in the Veins this week. Yeah. I don't know what it is. Huh, interesting. I wonder what happened there.
Did we lose Kim?
We must have. Hold on. Sorry, Kim.
Kim, come back.
That's okay. I think he felt that I was talking about him.
Yeah, it was a disturbance in the force.
Yeah, I agree.
Disturbance in the force.
But it's just been a great show. So I had to call you gentlemen and lady and tell you that this has been great. And I'm having just such a great time enjoying chat, enjoying listening. And I don't know what it is.
Yeah, you just can't mistake the feeling. It's just, you know, it's just a calm. I mean, it's like, I feel like I've had a hot stone massage, you know?
Some shiatsu, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Glenn and Annette, I landed at about 6:30 in Raleigh-Durham. What is going on here?
Yeah, I believe the term is Armageddon.
It was the Tower of Terror we landed.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, I mean, you guys can't hear the rain hitting my roof, but it's pretty hard right now. If the farmhands come running through the through my office yelling it's a twista, then I might have to leave.
It's over.
I do have the small dog covered though. I've got one right here.
Yeah,
and Kim, you flew into that tonight?
I flew into that, and then I drove down to Fayetteville. So it's probably the first 10 minutes of the show, but you know, I'll catch up.
You might be like
everybody in chat and telling you what I missed.
You're like the person that I know that flies the most.
Do you really?
She does. Yeah, she goes. Everywhere.
She flies more than anyone I know.
Yeah.
Wow. Are you a flight attendant, a pilot?
No, a consultant.
No, that'll do it.
No, same difference. Southwest and I are best friends.
Awesome.
Probably once a week.
Wow.
Wow. So you never have to pay for a flight to Orlando, probably.
Except that sometimes they make the flight so cheap that it's not worth it to use the free ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
So it's always do I want to spend $89 on sale, or do I want to use a ticket and burn it? So it's like,
That's what I have, too. And if it's less than $200, I'll usually just spend the money on the ticket. Otherwise, I'll save it. Because, I mean, for Southwest, I can go to Anaheim from Raleigh on my free ticket too, and I would rather do that.
Exactly, and that's what I'd fly from Baltimore to Anaheim, and as opposed to trying to spend $300. And I think we're going in July, and our tickets are $188 round trip from BWI.
Wow,
that's not
so
bad.
That
at all.
Wasn't worth.
Sometimes it's bad because Well, I was going to say, sometimes it's bad because you get the free ticket and then you go, oh, but I really don't mind paying that.
Exactly. And that's what we went through. So we were able to get, I think we booked at like 220 and it went down. And so now they're like 180 something. And I'm still looking to see if I can shave a couple dollars off and use the credit for something else.
Yeah, you can get a credit, definitely. That's the one thing I love about Southwest. You can change. They don't charge for bags. They're so flexible. Yeah, exactly. Love them.
I just thought.
And you could have carried your tin on, Lynn. You could have packed it. You could have flown.
I totally could have.
You could have packed it and checked it. And yeah.
Hard.
So when the next time you come to D.C., I mean, Old Ebbitt Grill Meats, Capital Grill Meats.
I was there this morning. I was at Old Ebbitt Grill this morning.
I saw on Twitter. You've got to like do something. You can't have Matt show you up by announcing meets in Connecticut or New York and you don't do something in D.C.
All right. Tell you what, I'm definitely going to be there for a barbecue battle in late June.
Wow.
There we go.
There we go. We'll do that.
I may have to drive down.
We'll be there.
All right, cool.
All right, guys. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Kim.
Hi, Kim. Love you.
Kim.
Hey, Kim.
Bye. Love you guys, too.
See you soon. 407-278-5929.
Really, if it's food anywhere on the East Coast, I'm game. That's whatever. Okay, cool.
Yeah, I would still drive
Watch
down
it. She
that.
Has to leave out of Raleigh, Durham later this week. Watch it.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
So how are we doing on the monorail, the Toronto Rail?
I like it, actually, although it does look like a sort of overripe banana on rails.
There's two. There's the lighter one, and then there's a darker one, too.
I like the darker one. The darker one at night looks like a mobile banana on rails.
Yeah, I agree with the darker one I like better. 407-278-5939, and we have another call. Hi, caller.
Hey, this is Jen from Cary.
Hi, Jen.
North
how are you?
Carolina.
Jen.
Hey,
Jen,
right down the street.
Yes, Annette, it's Jen from the library program.
From the library.
When we were trying to find out from Lynn the Disney Wilderness Preserve in the guide.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, yes, that was awesome.
Yes,
that was great.
We pored over that, yes.
So sorry.
It's okay. You know, it gave us something to do. I just had a quick question for you all. We're heading down there for our honeymoon in like 36 days. Yay.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And we've heard that you all ship water down there sometimes.
Matt does this, or Matt says Matt's the big
advocate. Matt does this?
Matt was the big advocate of this in the past, right?
Okay.
The thing is, I mean, water's like $7. How much is it to ship?
It's really cheap. You know, when you're coming out of the Magic Kingdom and you go past Car Care Central, there's a Hess station on the right. You can buy a case of water in there for like $5, $6, or less than what Len is saying. I do that all the time. I did that for the Ten Fest. It's really cheap down there. It's probably cheaper than the cost of shipping it because think of the weight.
Yeah.
That was my next question. I'll probably pay more in shipping than I did at Harris Teeter today for the actual.
The Hess Express is the best kept secret on property, I think.
Okay.
The one by the Car Care Center.
Yeah. Awesome.
And there's the one by the boardwalk too. That's also very good.
Oh, okay.
I never thought of that one.
Yeah, you could do that one too. Yeah. Where are you staying, Jen?
Port Orleans. Let's
see. What's close?
Well,
from there, okay. Well, you can go Goodings because you're in your downtown Disney, but Goodings is expensive.
Okay.
But it's an option.
It's an option. Or you could do, well, there's a Publix right down 535 too.
Right.
That's the one I usually hit too.
Okay.
Are you driving, Jen? Taking a car?
No. We're flying out of Raleigh and we're just going to use Magical Express and all that good stuff.
That's okay. The problem. Yeah, that's the problem.
That makes it trickier for you then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, what could you do there? Yeah, I mean, because it's going to be $2. Yeah, I mean, maybe shipping it then is your cheapest option, because anywhere else you want water, you're going to have to cab it or pay $2 a bottle.
Email Matt. Have him bring it to you.
Yeah.
Oh, Garden Grocer. How much is Garden Grocer?
It's got to be cheaper than shipping a case of water. I mean.
I'll look it up for you right now, Jen.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
How much water would you be shipping, Jen?
That was the question was, you know, how do you ship it? And right now we've got a 24 pack and we thought, you know, we could either send individuals down, but when you go to the post office, they always ask you, you know, are you shipping a liquid? And would be liquid.
Yeah. So, Garden Grocer will deliver, I don't think you're going to order $200 worth of food, so it'll be $12 for delivery.
Okay.
You could do if you go to the USPS, the US Postal Service, they do have flat rate stuff for like $7. Actually, they have one for like $4 too, right?
Yeah, $4.95, I think.
Yeah, it's like a $4.95 flat rate box.
Yeah.
You could do that.
If it ships or something.
Can you ship liquid?
As far as they know, it's not liquid. Let me see. No, you probably can't do liquid. Yeah.
A lot of soggy mail.
Yeah, I guess
you
can't.
Have you seen the way they toss the boxes?
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, so Garden Grocer or just buying a few bottles is, I guess, your least expensive option there, Jen.
And just keep refilling?
Okay.
Yeah, just keep refilling.
Okay, all right. And will they let you refill down in, like, the food court areas and stuff? Or would it be weird if you came up with a Deer Park bottle and was standing there?
Yeah, that would be totally weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would use water fountains. Yeah, I'll use water fountains.
Oh, duh, I hadn't even thought of that. You're brilliant.
I don't know about that, but thanks.
Wow.
Not intelligent.
Not what we were saying that night in the library.
I'll take it.
That's all I'm saying.
That's
easy now. I'll take it.
I think we found it before you did, Len, actually.
It happens, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, it was in an older guide, so, you know.
The thing that amazes me is, so the thing we're talking about for the folks on the rest of the call, the rest of the people listening, is Bob loves Disney's wilderness or nature
Wildlife
preserve.
Wildlife Reserve.
Yeah, so it's outside of Walt Disney World, but it's one of Bob's favorite things. So Annette had called me a while back and said, hey, where's the mention of this in the 2010 edition? I'm like, oh, it's usually in the back because Bob usually talks about that in the context of his favorite Central Florida attractions. And so we looked and it wasn't there. And we realized, I guess, to save space, last year Bob took it out of the guide, which is odd because it's one of his favorite things. It's the sacrifices we make, I guess.
Oh, that had to go.
All right.
Yeah.
That's too funny.
Yeah, and of course someone brought it up in this Disney travel program that my fiancé was hosting at the library, and we just couldn't find it. And,
sorry.
You know, but oh well. We got our question answered eventually. But
sorry.
All right. Well, thank you.
We were on a mission that night. That was for
yes,
sure.
Yes, we were. We were not going to leave until we found
it.
And we did.
Awesome.
Well, great.
Well, thanks so much for the call.
Yeah.
Find your tornado spot just in case, Jen.
I know. We hadn't heard anything until we tuned into the show, and we were like, oh, wait, there's a tornado.
We're like the emergency broadcast system over here.
We're the weather channel, too.
There it is. Greg Fischel's saying there's one coming. So
yep.
Thanks for letting us know that we're under a tornado watch.
The National Weather Service has caused an emergency for the following counties.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Oh, goodness. Well, thank y'all. Y'all have a good night.
Thanks. Have a
you
good
too.
Night.
All right. Yeah. Bye.
That's funny. 407-278-5939. We should do that. We should give out weather reports throughout the night.
Well, the forecast for tonight is dark.
Dark,
dark. We have another call. Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Leslie.
Leslie?
Hey, Leslie, how's it going?
How are you?
All right. I had a question about the Epcot World Showcase.
Sure.
What's the proper touring plan for that? I used to go down there all the time when I lived in the Orlando area. Now, I always start in Canada and work my way around to Mexico. And it seems on the podcast you guys start in Mexico and work your way around to the other to Canada. What's the proper way to do that?
It depends on you who you speak with. I do like you. I go counterclockwise.
Yeah.
So what time do you normally start touring World Showcase, Leslie?
When I do go, I usually start around noon or 1.
Yeah, that's a thing. So around noon, the lines at Maelstrom and the lines at Maelstrom aren't that bad, right? Really, it comes down to Maelstrom. That's the only reason why you make a suggestion. That's one of the main reasons why you make a suggestion. I like trying to get to Norway as early in the day as possible because relatively few people are in World Showcase by then, and the lines at Maelstrom aren't that bad. I don't like using FastPass for Maelstrom because, you know, by the time it comes around, you're either in Germany or beyond, and you have to trek back. And then back again. There's no cutting across World Showcase Lagoon, in other words.
Right.
That's why I typically say clockwise. The other reason why is I really like the dining options in Canada, the UK, France, and Morocco. So I'd rather end up there for dinner versus like China, Norway, Germany, or Mexico. So of those four, I like those restaurants better. Plus, I think Canada is a little bit better place for illuminations. Those are my big three reasons for touring that way.
I like Germany.
Okay.
I know. No, I'm not saying Germany's bad, and I think Mexico is good. It's just I don't think much of Norway, and I don't think much of China.
Think much of Morocco.
So fair enough. But you've got two decent options versus four decent options
on
the other side. So that's really what it comes down to.
What you like, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you guys have time to answer a question about DVC?
We'll try. We'll try, yeah.
Yeah, I was considering maybe buying DVC in the next couple of years. And do they have like a monthly rate to, you know, like a care fee or whatever that is?
Like an annual maintenance fee?
Yes.
Yeah, what is it, Newell, like $4 a point?
It depends on the resort. I pay mine annually. You can have it done monthly, but I usually do mine annually, just get rid of it.
What's the yearly maintenance fee?
It depends on the resort. Mine, I'd have to look it up. It's oh, goodness, I don't even know. I have to look it up, honestly.
How about a range, Mike? Any kind of idea of what it
would
range?
It's like four or five bucks a point, right?
Something like that. Yeah, it depends on how many
points
you have.
Something like that, a point.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you Leslie, if you get like 100 points, your annual maintenance fee is like $400 or $500.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, thank you guys very much.
No problem. Thanks,
sir.
Thanks for the call.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Leslie.
407-278-5939. We have another call. Hi, call.
Hello. Hi.
<Uh-oh.
laughs> Hi, this is Becky Kale from Cincinnati.
Hi, Becky.
Becky.
Hi.
Becky.
I actually have a couple of questions for you for my trip upcoming later this week.
This week. Thing, awesome.
This week.
Wow.
Wait. Is your first question, where should I stay?
No.
Okay, cool. You're already way ahead of me then.
Yeah. No, my first question is actually, I saw that all of a sudden they put up morning extra magic hours for Magic Kingdom every single day this week.
Every day. Yep.
So my question is, because we're not staying on property, we're staying with another family, so we have a house off property. Is that going to really affect things since it's 7 to 8? I mean, are we just basically out of luck? Because we were planning on getting there early before park opening at 8 o'clock, but every morning now there's an hour for a resort guest to get in.
So I would say use the crowd. When's your first day there, by the way, Becky?
Our first day there is Friday. We're doing some other things on Friday, and we're meeting up with the other family we're staying in. We're actually planning on going to Magic Kingdom, which supposedly is supposed to be the best day for the Magic Kingdom on Saturday.
Yep. So I would do exactly that. The interesting thing about when the Magic Kingdom has extra magic hours every day is it doesn't affect touring as much as you would think, because everyone kind of falls back to their natural patterns of touring the parks, because there's no advantage to going any specific day, right? Now, if it was like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, right, then there'd be, I think we'd see some impact of that. But the fact that it's every day means that people just follow their natural touring patterns then. So it's not, there's no reason to go one way or the other. So I think it'll be fine on Saturday.
Okay. And then my other question is I was kind of looking, and I haven't looked in great detail yet, but I didn't see it. How does the Sum of All Thrills fit into the touring plans at Epcot?
Fabulous.
We've done it a few times, and the couple times we've done it was in October and in November, so it wasn't heavy crowd times, but we went early, like first thing. But I'm not sure how that fits in with getting, you know, fast passes for Soaring and Test Track. And
it's a great question. So we're actually gonna add it in the into the Epcot touring plans in the next month or so, and it'll be in the next edition of the book as a separate attraction. I'll tell you right now where it's gonna go because we've done it. So it's gonna go right after Mission Space early in the morning. So it'll be grab fast passes for Soarin'.
Okay.
Go ride Test Track.
Okay.
Ride Mission Space.
Okay.
Do Sum of All Thrills.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay, that's it. That's all I got.
That's a great attraction.
Thank you so much, guys.
No problem.
Yeah, no, it was great. Yeah, we loved it.
A lot of fun. Good. Good luck, Becky.
Have a great
Thanks.
Trip.
Bye.
407-278-5939, and we have another call. Hi, caller.
How are you?
Hey.
This is Jack from Pennsylvania. Hey, I have a question. I heard somebody went down on the auto train. I was on there for you.
I just got back from the auto train about 2 weeks ago, as a matter of fact, from Tenfest.
How did that go?
Oh, I loved it. Have you ever done it before, Jack?
Never. I'm looking for the first time. We've been to the world a few times, and we just wanted to go there a different way.
Yeah. If you're not crazy about flying like I am, it's a great alternative. The only thing, it is a little pricey, so you're going to spend more than you might fly. And it's also a lot longer. So you want to, I've noticed that you want to attach another day at both ends of the trip just to travel. So an extra day going, an extra day coming back.
Well, we've done that, and we're thinking about driving back.
Okay.
So that visit relatives on the way up.
Okay. That's a great option. Now you can go down the one way and then, you know, leisurely drive back. Where are you from again, you said?
Just north of Pittsburgh.
Okay. Oh, that's
Go Steelers.
That's right.
How far
That's a nice drive.
Well, how far is it?
About 4 hours from Butler over to the train station,
and
a half.
That's about where I am, too. I'm the same way. So it's a nice drive.
Yes.
It's a nice drive. I normally go the night before and spend the night in the D.C. area. And then, because the train departs around, you have to be there no later than 2:30. So you'd want to get there relatively early time, you know, around noon. They start taking the cars about noon.
Are there any restaurants in the area that if we get there around noon, like that we'd want to eat at the restaurant and then go over to the station?
Well, right on the other side of the station is a little mall, one of the strip malls. And
yes.
there's a couple of sandwich shops in there. There's a Chinese restaurant in there. There's also a supermarket if you wanted to grab some goodies to bring on board the train. I've done that, too.
Ooh, I love this idea.
Yeah, so I usually load up, you know, with some snacks and bring it on the train. But there's also a Chinese restaurant. I think there's a one of those hero shops there, too. There's a couple options there. There's a couple options down the road as well.
Superb. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good luck.
Bye.
I enjoyed the auto train very much. I would do that again in a heartbeat.
Oh, by the way, I meant to tell Becky before she hung up, if she's got a smartphone, she can use our Lines application to look at the wait times of all of the attractions while she's in Walt Disney World.
Ooh.
So if you have a question about, you know, what the wait time is, like some of All Thrills, for example, use Lines. It's available at m.touringplans.com. It's also available in the iPhone store, the Droid store, the Palm store soon.
Windows
bunch
mobile.
Of other things. M for mobile. Touringplans.com.
Windows mobile. Nothing for Windows. No Windows love.
M.touringplans.com. Give it a shot.
I'll try it.
I think it'll work.
I'll try it out. We have another call. Hi, caller.
Hi, I'm a longtime listener and second time caller. This is Chuck Three from Burlington, North Carolina.
Hey, Chuck. How are you?
Chuck, how's the weather over there?
Yeah, it's kind of rainy, kind of windy. Yeah. Not as bad as it was in Greensboro earlier.
Oof. Yeah, no, that was pretty bad.
Yeah. Hey, got a couple of questions. Getting ready to go to Walt Disney World in about a month. And one of the questions I already kind of asked Lynn, but I want another answer.
No problem.
We're going, the first couple of days of our trip will be during grad nights. And wanted to know, do we get kicked out early on the grad nights? Or can we stay longer? Or how does that work?
This is first couple of grad nights, the 23rd and 24th of April?
Yes.
No,
you're really there then?
Oh, it's also the cheerleading and dance world champions.
It's also the cheerleading thing, too. So there are going to be a couple of parks closing a little earlier.
Yeah. So, no, you can't stay. That's the thing. They'll close the park pretty promptly there.
Should you avoid those parks?
I would think so. Check out the crowd calendar. It gives you recommendations for those. You're bringing a park hopper pass, Chuck? Doing one park per day.
Park hopper.
So you could definitely do that. You could definitely go to like Epcot at night, for example. That would be go ahead. Sorry.
I was gonna say the only night that there's gonna be anything going on with the cheerleading is gonna be Studios on Sunday night. That's the only night they will do anything in the park that makes the park close a little earlier.
That's what I'm saying. So Yeah, so the Magic Kingdom will close early on Friday. What day are you getting there, Chuck? What's your first day?
First day would be Friday. It would be like a afternoon.
Friday July. Afternoon?
Yeah.
Yeah, so don't do the Magic Kingdom. You could do Epcot, and then you could go to the Magic Kingdom all day Saturday until 7. I think they're going to close around 7 on Saturday.
Okay, I thought that's what I was wondering.
Yeah,
would close.
Yes.
Fantasmic only on certain days?
Yeah, let me get you a schedule for April.
And Muppet Vision, I was going to see Muppet Vision, which closes on Saturday the 24th. Does that mean it will be open on probably on Friday the 23rd?
Yeah, definitely. No worries there on that. I don't have what are the normal days for Fantasmic? Tuesdays and Fridays?
2 days a week.
Yeah, hold on, I got it. I know it's 2 days a week, but let's see. Let me just check it over real quick. DisneyWorld.com is your friend. Let me see here. On the 23rd, it parks up until, so they got two Fantasmics actually on Friday. It's open until 10 on the 23rd for you. You could do that.
Okay. And the second one is the recommended one, right?
Yeah, the second one, always the second one. Actually, they got two on Saturday the 24th as well. I think they're making up for everything else being closed. Studios is open late. You could technically leave the Magic Kingdom like on Saturday around 6, get to the studios around 7, and hang out for 3 hours there.
And Lynn, you said you did this grad night one time?
I did, actually, when I was in high school in Florida, back when there were only two theme parks.
How did you
it's a little different.
No, in high school it was a lot of fun. It was in fact, I still routinely talk to the people that I hung out with that that night. One of them was my parole officer, that's why. No, just kidding. I still talk to the people that I hung out with that night, so lifelong memories.
And when did it close the park? To the Grand
Light? 7, and then we...
In the morning?
No, it closed at 7 p.m., and then, I guess we bailed out around 7 or 8 a.m.
Will that impact the park the next morning?
No, they'll be fine and absolutely ready to go. It's almost like a special event that just goes on and on and on and on and on.
Okay.
Absolutely fine.
Thank you very much.
No problem, Jack. Good luck.
Thanks for the call, Jack.
Thanks again.
And I just want to remind everybody that this live episode of WDW Today is sponsored by AllEars.net, your one-stop shop for Walt Disney World, the Disney Cruise Line, and Disneyland. All Ears has menus for all the Walt Disney World restaurants, comprehensive photos of all the resorts, sections on traveling with special challenges, and more. Be sure to subscribe to All Ears, a weekly email newsletter all about the Walt Disney World Resort, and join over 119,500 subscribers who receive a dose of their Pixie Ducks in their inbox each week. Visit AllEars.net today. And we thank All Ears for being a lovely and gracious sponsor. You know, this March show is going on 5 years of doing live shows.
Wow.
And it's great that we have All Ears as a partner in doing those live shows, and we thank them very much. And we have another call. Hi, caller.
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing?
Great. Good. Who are we speaking with?
This is Mike from Alabama.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing good. I had a couple of questions, and I'll take them one at a time. One, I just kind of wanted to get a second opinion on something from you guys. I've got a great deal currently with my travel agent that has me and my – I have a family of five. It's me and my wife, two teenage boys. My daughter's 9. And then we're also taking my mom and dad down on a trip the last part of May, first week of June. And we're booked at the All-Star Music.
Sweet.
And we have two adjoining rooms, All-Star Music. And we've got just regular non-park hopper passes, just regular, single-day passes. Mm-hmm. With water park fun and more, and the dining plan. So that's kind of the setup. My wife and I and our three kids, we all have volunteered a day for the Give a Day Disney Day thing, and should have our vouchers arriving in the next day or so. When we originally got the quote from my travel agent, I forgot to tell her that we had these vouchers coming. So, she's gone ahead and made up the quote. And then when I reminded her of that, she was like, well, because your mom and dad don't have the vouchers for Give a Day, we'll have to rerun the numbers and everything like that, which is no problem. But long story short, she's basically telling me that, we would have to basically redo it and get 4 one-day passes for everybody. And then everybody would have to, well, my mom and dad, rather, would have to buy that fifth day you know, separate. And she said it's just not cost effective that way. She said really the savings only going to be about $3 or $4. So I don't know if I've totally confused you or not, but you know, my question is, I mean, it almost sounds like in this situation, using the free Disney day is not really going to be that advantageous.
So the difference in the 4 or 5 day pass, these are non-park hopper tickets, right?
Right, exactly. I probably did a bad job of explaining it.
Well, you have two rooms, but you have some people that have a day, the free day, and others that don't.
Right.
The problem you're running into is because it's a package, everybody in the room has to have the same ticket. So you almost have to put everybody in one room.
One room.
That has one ticket need and the others in another room, and then sleep however you want.
Right. Okay. So, I mean, your advice on that would be just to not fool with it and go with what we've got. We've got a great rate right now, but I mean.
Are you paid in full already?
Not quite yet, no. But
okay, so there's Annette, he wouldn't have a $50 change fee, right?
There wouldn't be any kind of change fee. So that's something you could look into is having everybody that needs a certain ticket in one room and the other ticket in a separate. Second room. Yeah,
gotcha.
You would save, Mike, you would save about $40 by doing this. So I guess the question is whether the hassle, so the incremental cost of a 4 day or a 5 day versus a 4 day is about $10.
Okay.
So $40 for the, so it'd be about $40. The question is whether it's worth the hassle for you. If you can do it in one phone call, I'd say, hey, $40 is $40.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you're going to spend an hour on the phone. I don't know if it's worth the aggravation.
Right. And then question number two, and I asked this in the chat room earlier. I'm actually planning a trip with a buddy of mine here in just a couple of weeks, and we're going to, or he rather, is going to do the parasailing over at Sammy Duval. And he wanted to know, and I wanted to know, is do they allow ride-along passengers for free, because he wants me to go and videotape him up in the air, and I didn't know if they were going to charge me, you know, an exorbitant ride-along fee in order to do that. You guys have any information about that?
I've never done that. Has anybody on the call, anybody else done that?
I don't know if they'll do it for free.
Don't think so.
It's probably a insurance issue, so I would imagine that they would charge you.
Yeah, there could be some liability issues in there.
Yeah.
Right. I'll probably have to call and just ask them.
You could probably call the marina directly, I would guess.
Right.
Yeah, okay. I don't see anything on the website about it. Otherwise, I would. I don't see anything on it about the website.
Right. Well, cool, guys. Hey, great show, and I appreciate you guys. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Have a great night.
Thanks, Mike.
407-278-5939, and the calls keep coming. Hi, caller. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Allison.
Hey, Allison. How are you?
Hey, Allison.
Hi, Allison.
You?
We're doing great, thanks. How can we help you?
Well, my sister's actually getting married in the world this summer.
Wow, cool.
And
cool.
I'm going down for 2 weeks.
Nice.
Wow, nice. Does she have a groom picked out yet, or you're going to do that when you get there?
Oh, she picked him out already.
Okay, just checking. You never know. I mean, you have started planning then. That's good.
Are you available then?
There you know.
I'm thinking you're not available. I'm not quite sure what you're doing there.
No. I just wanted to see how much planning was being done ahead of time.
Okay.
Just to sort of get myself ready. Because my next question was, have you picked out a room? But I figured, you know, start with the most important thing, the groom. Go ahead.
I do have a room, actually.
Awesome, Allison. You're way ahead of us right now, Allison, at this point. Go ahead.
Yeah, I try.
Awesome.
So my question is, basically, the first week, it's the whole family's there for the whole wedding thing, whatever. Apparently that's important. I don't know.
Whatever. Okay. It's all about priorities.
And,
go ahead.
So I'm staying with my parents off-site for the first week because my sister got a staff discount thing. Anyway, so then the second week, basically, I'm on my own for the second week. They're staying there for 3 weeks, but I don't need to see them that often. You know.
No. Cool. Wants it. They'll all be
whatever. I see her all the time. It's fine.
And they'll all be like, I love you. No, I love you. No, I love you. Oh, my God. Go ahead.
Exactly. Yeah. So I have a room at Pop, and we're meeting up a couple times during the week. So I'm doing all the touring plans that I never got a chance to do with my crazy family who runs all over the place.
Awesome.
So my plan is to do the adult touring plans, because I have both the guide for adults and the just the regular unofficial.
Right, right.
Clearly I'm insane.
Thank you.
And so I plan to do like the one-day adult plans for Animal Kingdom and for the studios.
Yep.
And then I'm thinking I'll do the two-day plans for Magic Kingdom and for Epcot.
Yeah.
And I actually do like for Epcot, do the sunrise plan, the sunrise sunset plan, and I work the sunset part in after I finish the second day at Magic Kingdom, because I'm by myself, so I can get everything done.
Yeah, really, the two-day Magic Kingdom plan is really a day and a half.
I figure I finish that one early enough, I can do the second half of Epcot at the end of it.
It sounds like you've got this all planned out, Allison. I'm trying to figure out why you're calling, because you really got all this down. Go ahead.
Well, so one thing I'm doing though is during the week where my family's there, I have a day planned for my dad and I, because I figure he's giving away one daughter, he can spend a day with his other daughter.
He's the one that he likes, exactly.
Yeah,
he's giving the other one away. I'm totally with you on this. I love this.
So I booked us for the Magic Behind Our Steam the train tour, because he's a total train buff.
Oh,
that's pretty cool.
And then I figured after that we'd just hang out at Magic Kingdom for a bit, and then do lunch at Whispering Canyon at the Wilderness Lodge and check out the Spike Room.
Nice.
And then later that night we're meeting up the family. We have a reservation for dinner at Le Cellier for the seven of us, or however many there are. And I was wondering if you had any suggestions in there about anything else we should do.
I can't find anything wrong with what you've done. This is fabulous.
Excellent.
Wow. I mean, you've got the touring plans. You're there enough time to do everything you want. You're taking it slow in the Magic Kingdom, doing that over 2 days, doing Epcot over 2 days. You've got the right dining reservations.
We're also doing, I'm meeting up with my sister and her new husband for a couple days to do like some tours and stuff together, and some dining reservations together and Fantasmic together. But the rest of the time we just kind of see each other if we see each other. Originally they were staying at Pop 2, but now they upgraded because they got good discounts. So.
Oh, nice.
They're over at the Saratoga Springs or something, I think.
What, are they in, like, a studio at Saratoga Springs?
No, just a regular room, but with the queen beds and a little more room, they figured it was probably nicer than a regular Pop.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit bigger. It's, it's probably a little bit nicer. It's a little bit nicer. I'll give you that.
They're getting married at Beach Club, and they start off at Beach Club for 5 or 6 days or something.
Oh, nice.
And then they were going down to Pop for like 3 weeks, and so they just decided to upgrade with all the room only discounts. Since they get annual passes for free with the wedding, they're using their annual pass discount to get their room.
Wow, that's nice. The only thing I would say, the only thing to look out for, then, I mean, if I could make any suggestions, it'd be you've got two different kinds of touring plans for Epcot, right? We've got the Sunrise Starlight one, which is a morning and a night plan. The other thing you might want to look at is we've got a two-day plan that essentially does the left side of the park and the right side of the park. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you might want to consider that too, but I think either one's fine. I think you did everything exactly right here.
Well, because we also have to fit in 2 days over at that other place that we won't name because of somebody named Harry Potter.
Yeah, it's a fad. It's never going to catch on. Let me just tell you right now, Allison.
Yeah. So we have to squeeze that in there too. So
when are you going?
I get there August 7th and I leave on the 21st.
August. Okay. Yeah, it'll be open by then.
Lenny's almost going.
Yeah, so I'm going to go in May and June. Yeah. So I was trying to figure out if you're going to go for the opening of Harry Potter.
No, that's almost right on my birthday, but sadly no.
No, sadly not. All right. Okay. No, I mean, I think in terms of everything else you've done everything else right. I can't think of anything that you've Mr. Newell, I think we've actually trained our listeners now well enough that they don't need us anymore. I think that's what Allison's call shows.
That's it, folks. Good night.
Really,
handing over the phones to the callers, and
I can't think of anything else. And if you want to go into chat and see if anyone else has any suggestions, but dude, I think you've nailed this one.
Excellent. Well, I'm certainly looking forward to it. And
yeah, you definitely, when you're done with it, I guess for our August live show, call back in and let us know how it went. I'm not really interested in the whole wedding thing because I'm sure that's going to be fine. But let me know how your part of the vacation went.
Yeah, the important part.
Exactly, yeah, the part that's most important.
That's great.
Exactly.
I'm kind of glad she's at work right now or she might actually kill me.
Her next call is going to be her sister.
I know.
There's one call. There's somebody that's trying to get in really bad. Important. I wonder if that's your sister.
Awesome.
Well, thanks so much for the call. Have a great time in August.
Thanks.
Thanks, Allison.
Congratulations. Thanks.
Bye. Thanks. Bye.
407-278-5939. Oh, we have an old friend of the show. Anna Holsho, you there?
Hi, it's me.
It's you. How did I know it was you?
And you knew it was me. Even better. So y'all are going to all make fun of me, but I'm trying. So I'm just getting that out in the open. Go ahead. Take your shot.
Go ahead.
I'm trying to get into the whole technology thing. My cell phone is the kind that just rings and you answer it, and if someone's not, I'm not here, you leave a message. It doesn't text, it doesn't chat, it doesn't take pictures, it doesn't play music, it's just a regular shindig. So
I didn't know they still made those.
I
really?
Know, it's vintage. It's made out of stone. No, really. But,
and you've borrowed this from the Smithsonian and they want it back?
Yes, is that artifact?
That's your question, right? Okay,
exactly.
All right, just checking.
Okay, so now, drumroll please, my husband has got me an iPad coming.
Ooh.
Wow.
I know. I don't know if I can handle this technology. I feel like I'm in one of the Star Trek episodes where they say, I can't handle the technology. I'm not ready for it. Okay. So I'm trying to figure out the whole lines thing,
yep.
And I'm not really a math person. And so this is the way we usually tour the park.
Yep.
I go into touringplans.com or Bing, or rip out a page from the book. I laminate it from having a really bad mojo moment in hurricane season with it not being laminated and then it bleeds together and no one knows what we're doing and everyone's stressed out. So I laminate it and someone has it in their pocket or their fanny pack. It works. We just whip it out. We know what we're doing. Mm-hmm. It's paper. It can't get wet. It's already great.
Yep.
Now, if I'm going to have my iPad in the park, the thing's huge, I don't know how practical that's going to be. I'm going to look at it, and it's going to tell me, okay, we have 17 minutes on Winnie the Pooh, or 22 minutes on Peter Pan, and then we have to make a decision on what to do. I don't know. Couldn't it just tell me what to do? Couldn't it be like a rolling touring plan of like what's next based on like the best times? Or is this
That is a very interesting idea, and that's all I'm going to say about it right now.
Okay, great. My second thing is it better? I'm one of those people who I buy the unofficial guide every year, even when we're not going, because I just like to read it. It's like fun reading. I'm just ripping through it. But after reading it about 9 issues, I'm kind of thinking I can quote from it. Oh, yeah, that's on page 222. I mean, I really kind of know it.
Do you know where we talk about the Disney Wilderness Preserve? Because
yeah,
apparently I don't.
One. It's not in this one. But in the last guide, like 2009,
where were you a month ago?
After the index? Yeah. Okay.
Funny.
Anyway, so where was I? Totally lost me.
So complaining about something. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, the guide. Okay. So get your last thought. Here we go. Should I go on touringplans.com? Is it that dynamic that if I put in my date, because I always want to know my date I'm going to go, but put in my date, it'll figure out what the crowd calendar is, where I'm going, even when I'm picking the best part, and flip around my touring plan to make it the best for that day? Or should I just rip out the page of the book and laminate it?
I would actually use the website version of the touring plans for a couple of reasons. One is we'll actually show you all of the park hours and the parade times and the fireworks times.
The weather, Disney trivia.
For that particular touring plan there. And the book obviously can't do that. In terms of the changing the order of the attractions, the interesting thing about that, and we should really have Fred, our statistician, on to talk about this, is it doesn't change depending on the day that you go. The only reason it would is for holidays, and we have special holiday versions of the touring plans.
Okay, but I'm going to go out on a limb here, because the only time that it's ever failed us was last year when Space Mountain was closed. We're following our touring plan, but something bizarre happened with Peter Pan's flight. Every time we got to it, the wait was like an hour and a half. And it was first thing in the morning. We were there, like, you know, before the janitor came. We got in the park. We're going through the plan. And I don't know what happened with that one. They weren't just offering as many boats on those days. I don't know. It was
sunspots.
So that's why I thought it would be dynamic and that they could see, oh, okay, the wait times for Peter Pan's Flight for the last 2 days have been crazy. So we're going to bump that up and put it up here to avoid that. Is that, am I asking too much?
No, it's definitely doable, and it's something we're looking at. I would say, you have an iPad, so you could. No one in your family has another sort of phone, right? That you could use.
If you want to be resuscitated back from the dead, we're your people. Yeah. If you want to text, not so much.
So you could bring the iPad. You could look at the wait times and sort of get an idea of them before you. Oh, you could also use the cheat sheets, by the way, online on the website. Have you seen the cheat sheets?
Is that where it tells you what the best attraction time is? Like,
yeah,
if you want to go
green. So it's like green, yellow.
Okay.
Yeah, and I just updated those last week. You could use those.
Okay.
Or I would say, you know, lines really is your best bet for now. The thing with Peter Pan is interesting because a 90-minute wait first thing in the morning is really, really unusual.
So excited. Day one, we just totally bypassed it. I think our next thing was It's a Small World. And the second time that it happened, we weren't going to get to ride it on that trip if we didn't just bite the bullet. And so we did it. But it was weird. Very weird.
That is, when's your trip?
When Peter Pan was horrible, it was in August.
Okay. And like you have an upcoming trip?
Yeah. We're going on this. It's a big surprise. Fortunately, my children don't listen to the live shows. But we're going on a Disney cruise, followed by, we've never been on a Disney cruise before, followed by a stay at the park.
Ooh. When?
So it's huge. We haven't gone on vacation for 3 years to stay for this thing. It's like we're going to live there. It's June 12th through the 27th.
June 12th through the 27th.
That's important because you'll need an iPad that has 3G capability.
Oh,
okay,
good point.
Let's have that discussion. I didn't get the 3G thing because here's why. The 3G, they said it was going to be too clogged by the people who already have iPhones, so it would just default back to wireless anyway. So, but that's true. I don't know. Also, it was expensive.
So I'll tell you this. During Christmas, AT&T's coverage in the parks was terrible. I was there. I could not get 3G coverage. I couldn't get, in fact, internet connectivity because there were so many iPhone users in the Magic Kingdom that it completely overwhelmed AT&T's network. I couldn't text out. I couldn't do it. But you're not going during Christmas. You're going during June.
Yeah, but the iPad will be a new fad at the time.
Eight on the crowd calendar. Eight.
Yeah, eight, but how many people, Mike, relatively few people are going to bring that to the parks, and it's going to be intermittent use. But I still think it should be okay.
But will you have, Anne, you're going to have 3G on that? Because it's not going to work without 3G.
No, I didn't get the 3G thing.
Then it won't work.
Yeah.
It's
going to have to go Wi-Fi. The main reason I'm even is to check in our flight. And there's Wi-Fi at Animal Kingdom Lodge. Right?
Well, yeah, but not at the Magic Kingdom.
Wait, there's Wi-Fi at Animal Kingdom Lodge?
There's in the lobby,
that's
no?
That's what it says on the website.
Oh, yeah, sorry. In the lobby. Okay, okay, cool.
The other part is I looked at AT&T hotspots, and there is supposed to be this hotspot over by Soarin somewhere. And I don't know if these are, like, illegal hotspots, but
there is
four
one
or five spots that supposedly you can get Wi-Fi.
Yeah, there's one. There's one by the in Future World West behind the character spot. They've got Wi-Fi there. I've only used it once. Yeah, that's gonna be tricky.
Yeah, I think I'm just gonna go old school and laminate my touring plan.
Yeah, that might be.
I don't know.
I think that's the best idea. The best.
So my other thing that just saving money tip, since we were talking about Southwest Airlines, see, I'm tying it in to past callers, is. We've really been watching the flight prices, and they're all over the place. They're using some sort of bizarre program to decide what your price flight was. It used to be the cheapest ones went first, and then they would just keep getting more expensive.
Yeah.
This is not how it's happening anymore. If you check it in the morning, the middle of the afternoon, and the day, the 117 flight will bounce around to all the flights.
Yeah. Where are you flying from?
Austin to Orlando. It was kind of brutal. I mean, we bought them, but I'm still checking to see if they are going to go cheaper. The other interesting saving money thing was to put in one person,
yeah,
got us a flight out of 152, coming back 170.
Yep.
When you put in four people, it jumped to 217 out and 170 coming back. So
because
I'm like, okay, I'll just do them one by one. So I did one of them at 150, 172. The next
and it's
one,
because there's a limited number of seats.
Maybe.
Available at that price, so
have you,
you could do it individually, but yeah, if three people were to be on getting four at a piece, then yeah,
that's interesting. Have you looked at using faircast.com, FARECAST.com?
I looked at it. It's not accurate. I mean, it really wasn't dynamic as far as it changes three times a day. I mean, if you check, and maybe this is just my market, I don't know, but if you check three times a day, also on the homepage of Southwest, it has a a little saved search thing where you have it in there and then you click.
Mm-hmm.
One day I clicked that and I looked at the price and then I entered the price in manually, and manually was cheaper. I don't know if it holds the cookie in there or it doesn't change it as quick or it's,
yeah,
I don't know. But that was also interesting.
Wow.
So tricky on Southwest Airlines, but the good part about it is if it goes cheaper, you can always get it in your confirmation number and then have a credit. Do you know how
that's
to do
right.
It?
That's one good thing about Southwest, yeah.
Yeah, that should be in the book. That's a good tip.
We love Southwest. I love Southwest.
Ding. I love Southwest and a new phone every year or two.
Yeah, might.
I'm just not up for it. I can't handle it. I mean, the only reason I liked the iPad idea is because I don't have to type with my thumb. I just can't do that. I mean, I need a little gerbil in my pocket and hop him out on the keyboard. By the time I could type, I'm meeting you at Soarin', I could have called you 250 times and said, Lynn, Soarin'. I mean, it's just not practical.
That's awesome. That's
well, let us know how you make out when you get back in.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I'll give you the non-techie lowdown call.
All right.
Thanks
for the call.
Have a good trip.
Bye.
407-278-5939, and only because we love her so much, Kim is back. Hey, Kim.
Hey, guys. I remembered afterwards that I actually had a question.
Oh, sure. What is it?
First thing first, I just got my color companion to the unofficial guide.
Ooh, I got mine too. I got it in my hand.
From Amazon. Awesome.
I love
awesome.
It.
Oh, thanks. Thank you. The book was a lot of fun to write, except for the one nervous breakdown I had during the middle of it. But other than that, yeah, it was fabulous.
I think I drove my best friend crazy at dinner because I literally got it in the mail, took it to dinner, and would read sections to try and make her laugh. And she was like, "We just eat," but she'll forgive me.
That's funny.
So I had a touring plan question.
Yep.
Coming in on Friday, July 16th, or going into Disney on Friday, July 16th, we have a 6-something flight out of Baltimore. We land at 8:25 in the morning.
Okay.
We're doing Magical Express.
Okay.
So I'm thinking we won't get to our resort until 10.
Yep.
We're staying at the Boardwalk Inn, so we can walk, or we'll probably walk or take the bus, take the boat to the International Gateway to Epcot.
Yep.
Where would you start your day? Would you even bother with World Showcase with Future World at that point? I have a 10 and 11-year-old with me, or an 11 and a 12-year-old with me, so I'm thinking they're not going to be as enamored with us spending the whole day.
In
World Showcase? Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have to do... You know, if you get there at 11, you'll still have fast passes available for Soarin'. It'll be later on in the day. You could grab fast passes for Soarin' and...
And we're going to be there for 10 days, so we don't have to do it all that day.
Yeah, so I would spend that first day. I would see if you can get in Soarin', which would be fun, a good, fun first day activity. You could check out some of All Thrills, which shouldn't be too bad at 11-ish o'clock on a Friday. That won't be too bad. And then I would say check out the other things in Future World. So you could do Imagination. You could do Honey, I Shrunk the Audience. Maybe do the green version of Mission Space. So the non-spinning version of Mission Space shouldn't be bad. And then maybe a couple of other attractions in World Showcase. That's an idea.
That could work. I was also thinking, I don't know if you think for their age group, do you think Communicore, what do we call it now?
Interventions?
Interventions, East and West. Would they still
be Yeah, definitely. You could do, like I said, Sum of All Thrills, which is in Innoventions East. It's fabulous. It's one of the best new rides in all of Walt Disney World, and the kids will love it. They get to create their own roller coaster.
Oh, that'll be fun.
And there are
maybe
a couple
we'll
of other
competitions to see who can get the highest score or something like that, and I'll best them just because I know and won't share with them. And, you know, they'll think I'm really cool and know everything. And I got to do this for as long as I can. I got to milk it with them, you know.
Exactly, exactly. I think that's exactly the way to do it. Yeah, you could do that. There are a couple of neat games to play in Innoventions. It's really not bad.
My mom and I did the piggy bank thing in September, and we liked it.
Yeah, I liked the piggy bank thing. Did you do the garbage collection, the recycling thing?
No, we didn't do that one.
That's
you can try that. That's a lot of fun too.
The one with the fires where you put out the like you have to find all the fire hazards or whatever that is. Is that Raytheon or whoever it is where you have to figure out what could cause
where's the fire
in your house? Yeah,
where's the fire? That's so you go through a little house and you identify all of the potential.
Liberty Mutual maybe.
Is it Liberty Mutual?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Oh yeah. So yeah, I'm getting confused. Yeah, but you could definitely do that. I think that would work out well. There's a lot of fun stuff to do in an adventure. You can do that. Plus, it's air conditioned. Can't beat that. In July, that's a big bonus.
One thing you guys were talking about shipping water. Last year, what we did was we ordered. You can if you're a Costco member and you order from Costco.com. I think they don't charge you shipping to ship water, so that can work in your benefit. I did Staples, and it was one of those things where the water was like $6 for a case of 24. But the shipping charge was $9.95. It's still cheaper than Garden Grocer. So it was $16.59. And if you've got any of those Staples points or rewards or any of that kind of stuff, then you can knock down that $16 very easily. So that's something for people to know. The only caveat is if you were staying at a resort that's connected to a convention center and you have something shipped, I've been reading online that people, they charge it the delivery fee. If you have something shipped to you for them to hold it or something like that, so that could make it more expensive. So
really, that stinks.
A couple of people have started talking about it on various boards that you get something shipped to you and you're staying at, like we stayed at Animal Kingdom Lodge, so we didn't have an issue last year. But if I'd stayed at the Beach Club or maybe the Grand Floridian because they've got a convention center, I would have been charged $10.
That's good to know. Yeah.
Well, thanks for the tips, Kim.
Stay matter. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Cool. Take care.
Thanks, Kim.
Have a nice flight, because I know you're flying somewhere soon.
Tuesday. I love the, I'm here till Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Wow. That's 2 days from now.
I know, but that might not be my only flight this week. Okay.
Be safe.
I don't want to think about that. I'm going to close my eyes. I'll think about that tomorrow.
Thanks, Kim.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good night. 407-278-5939. And Mr. Scopa.
Yes, Mr. Newell.
Oh, I thought you left for a second. Mr. Scopa, being a representative of All Ears, is there anything coming up new on allears.net that you want to...
Well, funny you should ask.
Funny I should ask.
A week from tomorrow night, which will be Monday night, April 5th at 8 o'clock... I am pleased to announce that Mouse World Radio, which you know very well, will be sponsoring All Ears first live call-in podcast ever. And we are really, really excited. It will actually be the launch of our team All Ears 2011, and the show will be co-hosted I will be there with Deb Wills and Michelle Scribner-McLean, my co-captain on Team All Ears, running with purpose. And we're all excited about this, and we're very thankful for Mouse World Radio to produce and sponsor the show. And we're excited. That's going to be next Monday night, April 5th at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. We hope that people can come join, listen, and call in with all their running questions.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're looking really excited about the new show and really excited about the opportunities that await.
Yep.
And that's next Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern, correct?
That is correct. Monday night, April 5th, 8 o'clock Eastern.
I'll be there. Well, I have
8 to 9.
Be there. I'll have to be there, so I'll make sure that it's in my
calendar.
Yeah,
make sure you're there, Mike.
Yeah, I kind of have to be there. For us, that's going to be a great show. I'm looking forward to that. 407-278-5939. We have another call. Hi, caller.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hey. This is Jeff from Arkansas.
Hey, Jeff. How are you?
Hey, Jeff.
I'm doing good. I can't believe I finally got through. I must have been dialing something wrong.
It's a busy night tonight.
So first off, let me say that I just found your podcast back in September, and I've managed to listen to the entire archive. I am picking up on the live shows. I'm almost caught up on the live shows, but hopefully I will have caught up by the time we leave on our trip next month, or excuse me, in May.
Awesome.
So y'all have definitely contributed to the productivity of my work environment.
So sorry. there's point one on the GDP right there. Oh well.
We need to fix this show. We need to fix it.
Yeah.
So I have a trip planned for May with my wife and my three daughters. They are 11 and 7. And
you have a young wife.
Well, I'm not going to tell you how old she is, but I don't think that'd be good.
Yeah, smart man. Go ahead.
Yeah. So we get to Orlando. We're driving from Arkansas, and we get there on the 22nd of May.
Okay.
Our trip is from the 23rd to the 31st.
Okay.
And I'm trying to figure out where a good place to stay the first night is. Just somewhere off property, you know, that's decent but not too expensive.
Have you looked at the Orlando Vista? It's right around the corner from Downtown Disney.
Okay.
That's usually in the $70 to $90 range. It's not a bad hotel though. If you're looking for ultra low budget stuff offsite, you can find stuff as low as you can find stuff for $25 a night on 192. I would not recommend staying in any place that's $25 a night. I do like the Super 8 on 192, the one closest to Walt Disney World. I think it's the, is it the East or the West Gate? Anyway, it's the one closest to Disney World. That's not a bad Super 8 at all. It's okay. You know, it's a motel, right? So it's a 2-star establishment. Don't get your hopes up on it, but it's not bad at all.
Okay, all right. I will look at those. There's just so many to look at and so much information in the unofficial guide that I just get overwhelmed sometimes.
So the thing on the guide I would say is look at the top 30 hotel deals that we have.
Right.
And I would say pick that. So it's on page 261 of the 2010 guide. I've stayed at almost all of these.
Okay.
So, by the way, it's a Super 8 East is the 3-star one. It's number 11 on the guide. The Roadway Inn Main Gate is the number one. That's the other way on 192. So it's over towards Formosa Boulevard, if I recall correctly. Again, not bad, clean, comfortable. The Orlando Vista is number 3 on the list. The Legacy Grand Hotel number 4 is actually closed now.
Okay.
But any of those in there are really not bad at all.
Okay, cool. I have one other question. Y'all's recommendations for parades just are so wonderful, but they're sporadic, and I can't keep track of where the best place now is to watch an evening parade. What do you recommend for Spectra Magic one evening if we want to be able to get out of the park quickly afterwards?
That's easy.
Yeah, I know.
Right in front of the train station. Front of the train station, you want to, I would say set up about 45 minutes. Actually, if you want to just sit and watch, I would sit down right next to a pole lamp or whatever, and sit down right on the curb, and you could watch it that way. But that's the only place that you're going to be able to get out real quickly because it's just a mass exit. Although, usually the fireworks will follow the parade, so people will stay for the parade.
And then they'll stay for the fireworks. So it may not be as bad as you would think.
Okay. Does the Spectre Magic Parade begin at that end, or does it begin in Adventureland?
Last time I checked, it began at the firehouse, which right. is in the yeah. town square.
Right. Yeah. I believe it does.
Okay. Do you think you lose any of the magic of the parade by watching it there as it's coming out?
The thing that sometimes people have complained about is that there may be a crossover of music because you have floats that, they're going around the circle there. So you may have an area there where there's a crossover of music. I've watched it there several times, and I haven't seen any issue there. It's just as magical there as any place else. A lot of people like the idea of watching it on Main Street USA, and a lot of people I know will go and watch it near the I think it's Sleepy Hollow. Is it Sleepy Hollow? No, it's right in Liberty Square. They'll like to watch it in Liberty Square. So those are the three places that a lot of people will like to watch it. But again, if you want to get out of the park early, I think watching it, if you're standing in front of the train station, what's nice is that you will see the floats approaching you head on. If you're taking video or taking photographs, that's a great place to go.
Nice. Okay. That's a good idea.
Okay, cool. We've never seen this Spectre Magic Parade, so we're looking forward to getting to see that this time. I do have one more question. I looked all in the unofficial guide, and it may be there, but I couldn't find it. Does the train around the Magic Kingdom run clockwise or counterclockwise?
Clockwise. That's awesome. I've never...
Did you leave that out of the book, too?
I've been working on that book for I don't know how long. That is the first time I've been asked that question.
That is awesome.
That is awesome. Clockwise, yeah, definitely.
Okay, cool.
Classic. Thank you, man.
Oh, all right. Hey, I noticed that Monday's episode is episode 700. Can we expect some lots of fanfare Monday?
I think it was rather subdued. Actually, we congratulated each other, but I think we got to do something big for 1,000.
Oh God, are we going to go to 1,000?
Wait, you're going to quit now?
My contract goes up. My contract runs out at $9.99.
I was going to say, I am not obligated to go to 1,000.
Let me calling it WDW tomorrow.
We'll be there in 2 years.
Two years.
You guys are funny.
Maybe your parole will come in before then, Newell.
That's funny. Thanks so much for the call.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks
good luck with your trip.
Have a great trip.
Thanks.
407-278-5939. 1,000 episodes. Can you imagine?
Yeah, I can actually.
Hello, caller.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Oh, hi. This is Ed from Pittsburgh, PA.
Hey, Ed. How are you?
Go Steelers.
Hey,
Ed.
Oh, yeah. Hey, can't wait for the season. The summer's always kind of boring without the Steelers.
Yeah, it's true.
Really curious to see who's going to be quarterbacking. But
yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Whole other story. Hey, I'll try to make this quick. We're headed for the World on Saturday, November the 27th. It's a Saturday after Thanksgiving. We're going to be there for 7 nights.
Yep.
It's got a big group. My wife and I are taking our 2 daughters and their husbands and 5 grandkids.
Wow.
And so we'll be, and they're ages 3 to 7. So we've got a pretty good group.
Mm-hmm.
Interested in going to the Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party.
Yep.
And I see from touringplan.com that the it's going to be held at least tentatively on Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday. And I guess would prefer probably either Sunday or Tuesday, but
Tuesday.
I was wondering get your thoughts on what dates you thought would be the best day to see it.
So those dates are still tentative based on last year's schedule.
Yes.
Disney hasn't announced theirs yet, but that's if you look at last year's schedule, it's like that. So you're going on the 27th of November. I'm thinking either that Sunday the 28th or the Tuesday the 30th would be best. I think the Tuesday might be actually.
I would say Tuesday, Len, because wouldn't that be the Sunday following Thanksgiving?
It is.
It would be actually Sunday. Yeah. So I think Tuesday.
Yeah, I think that's Tuesday, on the clock calendar. It was listed as a 10 on that Sunday.
Yeah, so I think I'd be surprised actually. I think I'd be surprised if they did that. Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. Then we'll have to check, but my guess is they would not
on the Sunday.
So I think the Tuesday would be the So I think Tuesday would be the best day for you.
Probably cheapest too.
Yeah.
The I know is Tuesday also a good day to get to the Magic Kingdom. I know the unofficial guide calendar lists Tuesdays. You know, that's having the shortest way to the Magic Kingdom, but the crowd calendar on there was talking about Tuesday as not being a good day. That particular Tuesday is not being a good day for the Magic Kingdom.
I think we're saying,
because of that, Very Merry Christmas Party, or
it is actually we try not to recommend it if the park closes early. It's one of the things that we factor in.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. And also, I noticed the crowd calendar shows the Osborne Lights starting on Wednesday, December the 1st. Don't they normally start a little earlier than that? Or is that just is it later this year?
I thought
they started on Thanksgiving or a little before Thanksgiving.
We don't – I don't see it on the – November 10th is when we have it starting.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure. That was on – I'm not sure what I was – reading. I was on the touring.com, and I thought it said December 1st. So I feel better about that then.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, so we may have had it on December 1st, but I think we have a. I'm looking at it right now. Actually, it's definitely on November 10th.
Oh, great. And, cool. And one final question. I know you're busy with lots of callers. Tentative schedule that I was looking at. We're going to get there on Saturday, and can't get around. No, it's not good to go the half day to the Magic Kingdom on Saturday, but with the little ones, we're kind of locked into that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You could do it.
We thought we'd do that Saturday and, spend the evening there. Then and Sunday, maybe hit the Animal Kingdom in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Monday, Studios. And then our tentative plan was Tuesday, Magic Kingdom. And then maybe go into the Studios or something for the Fantasmic or Osborne Lights or something on Tuesday or Wednesday evening. And then Wednesday, Epcot Future World in the morning, and Thursday, World Showcase in the morning, in the afternoon. And then Friday, just kind of catching up on whatever, we want to do. Maybe back to the Magic Kingdom or something. And do you think that sounds like a tentative, okay schedule?
It is actually, I think it works out pretty well. I'm looking at the crowd calendar for your dates, and it matches pretty well. I would say this, Saturday, if you do go in the afternoon, we have an afternoon and a full day touring plan on the website for parents with small children. You might want to take a look at that. Just you don't necessarily need to follow it step by step, but get an idea of the attractions that we're recommending that are good for the afternoon if you're showing up then. So things like Haunted Mansion, Hall of Presidents, Liberty Bell Riverboat, Enchanted Tiki Room, sort of attractions with large capacities that generally are still able to provide low weights in the afternoon. I'd say give those a try and see what you get. Yeah.
Kind of like staying away from the Dumbo type things.
Exactly. Do that on your full day if you're going to go back like on Tuesday or Wednesday, right? Tuesday, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Do it then. Good. Okay. Well, this has been very, very helpful. But getting back to the Mickey's Very Merry Party, I think Tuesday is probably the best evening for that.
I would agree. Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Well, great. Keep up the good work, and thank you very much. And we really enjoy listening to you over the years.
Thank you so much. Thanks for the call.
Okay, thanks.
We'll see you.
Take care.
Have a great night. 407-278-5939. We're winding down another 13 minutes or so. So there's a couple of calls still trying to get through. We will take as many as we can up until the 10 o'clock hour. And then it's Betty Bye time for me anyway. Because I'm a sick little boy.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Doing a great job, Mike.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're persevering. No Wally Pip for you.
Unlike other hosts, I make sure that I'm here.
Yeah.
He's in the car right now going, Newell.
I don't even know his name anymore. I forgot his name.
John. I forget. Well, it'll come back soon enough, Mike. We might, that. Hey, hi, caller. Who is this?
Hi, this is Tyler and Trish in Nebraska.
Hey, Tyler and Trish.
Hey,
how are you?
Tyler and Trish.
How are you?
Sounds like a morning show. Tyler and Trish in the morning.
Yeah.
It does.
Hey, my dialing finger was starting to cramp up, so I'm glad I finally got through.
Wow, awesome. you have a rotary phone?
No, I was using the previous caller's cell phone.
Hello, Central?
Yeah, really. Over
and over. Oh, that's good.
That was nice.
And the first thing I had on my list was to give a great big shout out to Len, my fellow Mensan, because I was just, as of a week ago, got into Mensa. But Matt's not Crazy. There, so it's not really worth it.
Save his time. Just got my room.
I'll remind him of it, and then I'll have to explain what Mensa is again. Get it?
I've got a couple of those stares as I got all excited. Hey, I got into Mensa, and they get what?
Okay. Now try getting out.
Back to school? What? Yeah, right. Exactly.
That's great.
One of the questions we had, you've already answered, and that is, there's no Wi-Fi in the park, so our lines application on my wife's new iPod Touch is really going to be useless.
There is Wi-Fi at World of Sports, though. Everyone needs to know that there is very, very good. Free, well, at least it was a couple of weeks ago, there was free Wi-Fi at World of Sports.
Okay.
I don't know why they just don't provide free Wi-Fi. I mean, it's not like people are there for the Wi-Fi. What the heck?
I think they want it at the World of Sports because they've got kids and families and teams there, and they want to have communication capability there. So,
pictures on Facebook and YouTube just as fast as they can from the sporting events.
It behooves them to have it there, but it would really behoove them to have it everywhere else. But that's the only place I know.
Do you know how many people would bump into you in the parks from texting and all that?
Yeah.
I mean, it's bad enough.
Yeah, as opposed to all the people with the strollers that are bumping into you
and electronic vehicles that
are bumping into you.
Exactly.
It'll just add to that.
Now we have people walking with the phones and the things. Videotape in the camcorders, everything going. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll watch it when I get home. Question we have for you: on our next trip, we're planning to drive down, and we generally do a significant amount of park hopping. I want to know if you have any recommendations or tips on how to do that with your own car. If we'll still be staying on property, so we could use Disney transportation, but in the event that we drive to say Epcot in the morning and then park hop and walk over to the studios, do you recommend, rather than walking over to the studios, drive over there or leave the car at Epcot, walk over, come back and get it later in the evening, or what do you recommend?
It depends upon what you're doing. If the thing is, Tyler, if you're driving to Epcot in the morning and you can walk to Epcot, you can take a boat from Boardwalk to the studios. If you don't want to just, the thing is that when you go from the park to your car, you have to take a tram or whatever, you know, you have to figure in the time factor, especially if it's Magic Kingdom. So you need to figure that out. I think that one of the things you have to also consider is that when you say you're going back to Epcot at night, are you going to be getting back there before it closes, you know, you got to think about access to the, you know, through the park to get to the parking lot or whatever. So a whole bunch of things. And I think what might happen is that you might find each day being a little bit different than the other, which may make you do different things rather than do the same thing every day. So there's so many things you have to consider. One of the things you have to consider when you're doing this is you really have to map out your day. And a lot of people don't want to do that, but if you're at a point where you know exactly how you're going to tour the parks and what you're going to do, then you'd probably be better off than most people in trying to figure out exactly how you're going to do this.
Okay. So just plan ahead, basically, and know where you're going. And that's generally how we do, too. We're just concerned that if we go, we've always used the Disney transportation in the past, but if it's a little bit busier or we run into a time frame in which the transportation is not as reliable as it has been in the past and we have a car, we want to have that. We want to know, be prepared and know how to best utilize that. So,
where are you staying?
We always stay at Riverside, Port Orleans Riverside.
Okay.
Nice.
I would guess that would be where you, I would probably take the bus to Magic Kingdom if you're going to stay there. I think we all agree that taking the bus to Magic Kingdom is probably the best thing to do, rather than drive. It's just,
well, I know. I think the guy talks about that Animal Kingdom doesn't lend you in the parking lot. It's
So like 15 minutes ahead. Yeah. That's true.
So we figured that would be a Disney transportation day as well. So just trying to map, like you say, map out our options so we have everything thought out ahead of time. So,
yeah, cool.
So okay. Well, that's cool. That was it for us.
Thanks so much for the call.
Good luck with you.
Hey, kids, Tyler.
Thanks a lot.
Have a great time.
Bye, Trish.
407-278-5939, and the calls that keep coming. So, hi, who are we speaking to?
What do you mean, who are we speaking to? How many 305 phone calls have you got?
It sounds like Medina.
It's Steve.
Steve.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good, how's it going?
Que pasa, baby?
Que pasa, how's your pasa?
Que pasa. First of all, let me tell you how relaxed you guys sound this evening. I don't know what it is. You guys sound really calm and so pleasant. Yeah. I don't know what it is, but, you know.
My cholesterol went down the last 2 hours.
Yeah, really?
I don't know what it is, but it's very calm.
I came in late, but I heard Len talking about the grad night thing. I've got a senior whose class isn't even going to grad night this year. They're going to... The evil twin brother, Universal for something called Grad Bash, and she was telling me that Grad Night was going to be at the studios this year.
I think it's the Magic Kingdom this year.
Is it really?
Yeah, I think so.
Her information incorrect, huh?
Yeah, well, it was last year, right? Remember, last year was at the studios, right?
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then, who were the bands that played when you went to Grad Night?
It was Night Ranger, Climax, and one more. Ready for the World.
Sister Christian.
Ready for the World. When was what year was that, 85 or 86?
86.
And when I went in 87, it was Ready for the World, Wang Chung, and Glass Tiger.
Oh, funny, Wang Chung.
I wouldn't be admitting that.
You know what? I still like Ready for the World. I don't know what the problem is.
Oh, Sheila.
Oh, Sheila, exactly. If those guys
you
went on
tour,
I'd go see them. It was funny. And I actually liked Climax for a little bit, too. The cool thing was they all performed live. I mean, this is before auto-tune. This is before lip-syncing. They all got out there and sang, and it was good.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I remember it was a lot of fun as well.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, this is just why I let you guys know. I had a really good time at Temp Fest a couple weeks ago. It was really nice meeting you guys, especially the ones I hadn't met before. Len, I hadn't met you before. Yeah. I had a really good time.
It was great seeing you again.
It was good seeing you there.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
Steve came. He brought his own chairs. He was ready to go.
Yeah, he was comfy.
He was comfy.
He was ready to go.
Hey, I was going to ask you, did you guys finally smoke some of those cigars or what?
I think Matt took them.
Matt took them. He threw them in his trunk. Those things are probably drier than newspaper by now.
Yep.
Don't smoke those now.
Steve brought a box of cigars with WDW Today. What do you call those labels? Like the cigar rings?
Bands.
That's it. Bands.
They were very cute.
They were awesome, but I think Matt took them. The bum.
There you go. All right, guys. Well, have a great evening.
Thanks again, Steve. Right. Good seeing you again.
You too.
Well, I'm going to wrap this up tonight. I think we're done. Annette, do you have anything that you want to...
I just want to say, we have a new Facebook page out for MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel. Everybody befriend us. And we have some pictures up from Ten Event. We have a little contest going with creative captions.
Nice.
If people haven't checked it out, go check it out because there's some pretty funny pictures of these guys.
Uh-oh. Awesome. I'm afraid. That was all from the Mouse Fan Challenge. If anyone missed any of the... We still have an episode that we haven't uploaded yet, but that's going to be soon. We have 10 Fest episode that's coming up at some point. Tomorrow we have Warner Weiss of Yesterland is back for episode 700. We'll be talking about Fantasyland, which I loved, by the way. I thought that was a great episode. I really like having Warner on.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
He's a lot of fun. Brings a lot of good tidbits to the show anyway. Well, I think we're going to call tonight. I want to thank Mr. Scopa for joining us tonight. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Mr. Newell. It's been a pleasure and an honor. And with Annette and Len, this has been a most pleasurable night. My cholesterol is down 50%. My blood pressure is down 25%. And I think I'm also 25 years younger.
Wow.
Oh, look at there.
We'll have the four of us will have to do this all again real soon.
I agree. We'll get on that real soon. Thanks. We're also going to say thanks to allears.net, our sponsor. So some great stuff over there. Check them out at allears.net. And for Len Testa, Mike Scopa, and the fabulous Annette Owen, excuse me. And
wow.
Yeah, I forget
forgot
her.
Got my name.
No,
wow.
No. That was a hiccup. I was in the middle of a hiccup.
All right.
I'm sick. I'm sick. Leave me alone. I'm Mike Newell-Massaway. We'll see you on the next show.
Stupid Judy, stupid energy.
This has been a production of Mouse World Radio.